She's alive. Alive.
Right, up top, we're still having internet problems.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's, for some reason, difficult for us to upload the podcast on our podcast host site. I won't name names. We don't want to burn any bridges. You know, we don't blame them. It's our internet. We're going to get that sorted. We're hoping that should be fixed by Wednesday or Thursday at the latest.
Thursday, so they're going to go
up. Then everything will go up into its regular time slot at that point. In the meantime, everything else to up on social medias. Which means today is a short episode. We got 20 minutes because I want to make these two videos that can go up at the same time and people can listen to the podcast on TikTok and Instagram and Threads, because Threads is very, very, very picky about how long they will let the videos go up, and Facebook and all that shit. So you can listen to it there.
How long are they on Threads?
I have no idea. I know that any time it goes even close to 10 minutes, they refuse it and they throw it down. It just doesn't upload.
Just doesn't go up. Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it's pretty short, so I don't generally put anywhere longer stuff. If it goes over 5 minutes, I'm somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes, I don't know. I'll chant something under 10 minutes. Sometimes it'll take it, sometimes it won't take it, but 10 minutes is definitely the limit.
Okay.
So we're stuck on that. No, we mightn't even get to that. I don't know. We might take advantage of our chance to have a short episode here and go through it afterwards. But we did say we had some announcements this week on the weekend update.
You did?
And that was that we've been doing some shuffling on. Because I've said for ages, I'm not happy with Real Monsters.
Mm.
I just wasn't happy with it. And it's not that there's anything wrong with it. They're grand. They're good.
They're grand.
No, but I don't want to discourage people from going to our Patreon and listening to them.
Yeah,
there is about 30 good episodes there where we get into a profile of a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was, the reason we didn't go with True Crime Day 1 and went down the horror route of a fake true crime show was because it's been done.
Saturated.
And it's been done. No, not even saturated. It's done too well.
Okay.
There's nothing I can add to the conversation.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing that's been said. I don't disagree with anything that most people's assessment of these people are. They're bad, terrible people. They've done bad, terrible things. And there is millions and millions of, thousands of episodes of profiles of all these same people over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to end up doing that. And that's what we went down with. Look, let's do something new. Let's do it as if it's a horror. We'll take the horror movie and make it sound like a true crime show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And tell the horror story again as a true crime. And it's something new and it's something different. And that's what we wanted to do. But we needed stuff for Patreon, and I know true crime, so I said, look, I'll do it there. I'll do it over there. I'll do it in Patreon.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not having fun doing it because I'm regurgitating what I've read and heard everywhere else and stuff you can read and hear everywhere else.
Yeah.
And then we had the other problem of we were doing our mini-sodes. Now, Amy did her Creepypasta Crypt, which is great, but we realized that the name wasn't really fitting anymore. Because Creepypasta Crypt, originally the idea was that you were going to read a creepypasta.
Yeah.
And for each minisode. And the crypt part was we might do some cryptids in between to flesh it out because, you know, finding creepypastas would be hard.
Yeah.
Then we found plenty of creepypastas and we found out they're big balls of cheese.
Yeah.
And that you would have to practically act this shit out. And you did one creepypasta in 50-odd episodes.
That's not even a creepypasta. The smiling man. And the Russian sleep experiments. It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Irish legend, and then that was it.
But it wasn't making sense to call that creepypasta script anymore. No, we weren't even doing it. The name made no sense anymore. It sounded cool when you were going to do creepypastas. And now it was just more monsters. And I was over here doing mini monsters. And hey, Amy, do you want to tell them what it's like for to listen to a recording? I think we would make a killing off of videotaping me doing a mini monsters recording and seeing how fucking crazy I go. I think that could go viral. We missed out on an opportunity. I might even go back and do another one just so you can see how fucking strong. If I continue doing mini monsters, I will die.
Yeah, you get to give yourself a heart attack, definitely.
I freak the fuck out doing these things. I can do my own script with my eye, like, no problem. I can fly through them. I can have free conversations with you about stuff with notes in front of me, no problem. But whenever I have to do these mini monsters, they are the bane of my fucking existence, and I fucking flip out, and what should take me, I pick the shortest ones I can find, which are about 5 to 6 minutes. And those 2 5 to 6 minute recordings take me up to an hour or two. And 90% of that is me screaming, fucking bastard, shit cunt, fuck him. Who the fuck give him that kind of fucking name? Fuck him, I can't say that fucking name, fuck him. And this goes on for fucking the entire hour where I am just flipping out. The only thing that had stopped me during Mini Monsters from throwing my microphone off a wall or throwing my microphone at my laptop is realizing the instant disappointment I would feel when I realized how much money I just cost myself and how much time I put myself back on recording.
Absolutely.
That is the only thing that has saved this equipment so far while I've done Mini Monsters. So in a restructured job, what we're going to do is, Amy's going to, if you'll notice at this stage, if you look at our Spotify, over the last couple of days, all the Creepypasta Crypts have went missing, and they've all become Mini Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly Mini Monsters has went from having 50 episodes to having 111 episodes.
Go on.
And the logos, the covers are pretty similar, except the ones with my, where I read them, it's my picture, and the one where you read them, it's your lovely new picture. And they're going to be 90% Amy, 10% me, because I will have a heart attack. But the plan is, those mini-sodes are going to continue as is. Amy will read all four each week, and you will get four. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. In between our main shows, It's a Live Alive podcast, and this, the weekend update.
Yep.
We will then take those four episodes. So we will record them on a Sunday. They get dropped on a Monday on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I just said what way they'll go to you free. If you want them free, this doesn't really count to you, this next part, this Real Monsters part. If it's just the free ones you listen to, they'll just keep appearing as usual, just less of me, more of Amy.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who want it on Patreon, what's going to happen is all four episodes will drop on a Monday. That'll give me 24 hours, well, really 48 hours. So I've recorded them with you on a Sunday, and I've taken notes as you have
read them. Yeah.
On Monday, I will listen to them again. I will read up on these four subjects a little bit. And on Monday evening, we will record.
Okay.
And you will record the same thing again. You will start your story again. But instead of the creepy music, it'll be me.
Okay.
That's in the background. And I'm going to jump in with, because I always found that how many times I've been rather reading my Mini Monsters and wanted to make comments and thought, no, it's kind of off-brand on what we're supposed to be doing here. It's just supposed to be a profile and move on.
But it would be a good episode.
Well, there's a few of my, as opposed to, you've always been professional and read your Creepypasta script from start to finish, as is, like an almost like a news reporter. Whereas if you listen to some of my Mini Monster episodes, there's the odd time I ad-lib a little bit or go off.
Oh, I've heard you. Disapprovingly.
And, it's going to be a lot more of that. I'm going to get to ask you questions. I'm going to get to, and in some cases, like, because there will be lots of serial killers, because it's still going to be a half and half mix. It's still going to be cryptid. It's going to be everything that you see in your usual paranormal. Everything that we fake on the main show, it'll be real on this show, and I'll be the one asking the questions. Amy's going to tell us four different stories. As she tells each story, I'm going to interrupt her with questions or with nuggets of information I might have about the person, or extra stories I might know about the person, or a question I think that the fan, that the audience might have.
Yeah.
Or I'm basically going to be the everyman that's jumping in and out here. And I will do a small bit of research. I have 24 hours to read up on these people really, really quickly to get some basic stuff. But it's not going to be an all-out deep dive on one person. It's going to be a conversation about four different things. Almost like a news kind of chat show. But the news is hundreds of years, sometimes decades old, sometimes days old. I don't know. But we will tackle four issues. And then maybe once in a while, we'll take someone big like Ted Bundy and we'll split them up over the four episodes. Yeah. And then we will do a big episode where Amy will recap his story and I'll jump in and out and stuff like that.
Definitely.
And I think that's the best way to go. I think we'll have fun doing it. We're not bogged down by one subject. It frees us up one more time with our scripts, because you want to make Playing With Bones a weekly thing soon.
Yeah.
It's bi-weekly at the moment. I want to put more time into the main show, and this allows us to not have to write as much scripts and be able to speak freer and do a better show, I think. Definitely do a better show. Because even taking notes today while I recorded your minis, I was like, okay, we got fucking a solid first episode ready to go. Because I know I'm ready to ask lots of questions about some of this. I mean, yeah. There was a lot in your first four episodes, fair play. So I've decided as well that the best way to go is, since we're keeping my aesthetic and my name, Mini Monsters, and the kind of background, the cover look, we're keeping your music and your background creepy music instead of the cop noise in the background, because I think your music, weird humming, ominous music in the background. It's kind of cool. Yeah. So I like that. So we're going to keep that. Yeah, and that's the what Real Monsters is going to be and Mini Monsters are going to be going forward. And I can't wait. Now, you can still get all the old shit. I'm also redoing our Patreon at the moment. You can stay going to a live pod right now. That's where stuff is going to keep going up. But at the moment, we are working on a new one, and it's IAA Horrorverse Network. And that's where everything will be really soon. And at the moment, the way it's set up is you'll have, when you first go on, you'll be able to see all of the Behind the Mask episodes, all of what is now called the original Real Monsters. And then going forward, obviously, this is the new Real Monsters. We'll be starting at episode one again every fucking week. Even on a short episode, you managed to fit it in.
I did.
And it's always, always the weekend update.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how. I'm going to start timing to see when it comes about, to see it at the same time every week.
Couldn't be. We don't record at the same time every week.
I mean like the same length of time into the episode. Amy's mentally training me for something. She's trying to do something.
You're going
to
run to the toilet every minute.
But yeah, so that's the plan. That's what we're going to do. And I'm looking forward. So like I said, you go on, you'll be able to see all Behind the Mask there, all the original Real Monsters are there, and then there is everything. Everything is going to go up there from now on. Everything. And it's ad-free, early access in some cases, except for the two main shows that come up here. They won't be early access, but they'll be ad-free. And it's just impossible for us to get them out early enough because we have so much other shit going up there. Because we do want to get Playing With Bones up. And I think making this change to Real Monsters frees us up as well to make Playing With Bones a weekly
thing. Oh, I think so. Really, really, I mean, through them.
Because in this the way we've now structured it, I have to write a script. You have to write a script for Playing With Bones. I have to write the main script. This show doesn't have a script. The minis are Wikipedia pages. And the Real Monsters is going to be the Wikipedia pages with me commenting, you and me chatting over them. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And it'll free us up as well to go forward with more of the video ideas we're starting to have as well. Because we are having ideas for YouTube shows, TikTok stuff, Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see. We got the cameras. We got the lights. We got the mics.
We do.
At this point now, we just need the structure. But we're getting there, slowly but surely. And I think that might help as well when we get the new really super fast internet next week.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we got 7 minutes and 28 seconds left before I gotta cut this. Do you want to talk really fast about that? Because we watched three really cool movies last fucking
week. We did. We're late to the boat with one of them. Late to the boat, late to the show. Well,
I will tell you the first one, and I know that's the one you're talking about, and that's Poor Things.
It was amazing. And
I was avoiding that because I wasn't avoiding it. I knew you wanted to see it. I was going to watch it because it was Frankenstein related. The first 10 to 15 minutes, I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at.
Okay.
When Willem Dafoe started burping fucking bubbles and there was a hybrid half kind of animal. I started to get a real Reanimator feel off it once I saw the animals.
Yeah, I'd agree to that, yeah.
But everything I had heard about this movie beforehand was that it was child Frankenstein having sex for about an hour and a half. And I would say by the time she's really a prostitute. Oh, yeah. Warning, everybody. It's spoilers from here on out. You should know better if you're listening to us.
You gave out to me in a weekend update a few weeks ago for letting go of spoilers.
Well, in this case, we're reviewing movies, so it's different. We're telling them no, that we're going to talk about this movie.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like by the time she's a prostitute and she's not really a child anymore.
She's not, no.
You know, fair enough, there is some sexualizing her in the early days. But you know what I was thinking? Just crazy. That movie came out back in the DVD era, before streaming.
Yeah.
That would be seen as a dirty movie.
It would, definitely.
I can tell you, no, I can guarantee you, because I'd say 90% of Cruel Intentions rental rates back in the day, their box office success was based on a 10-second clip of Selma Blair and Sarah Michelle Gellar kissing. And I guarantee you there are fellas who rented that movie repeatedly for that one scene. I guarantee it. Well, it wasn't as easy to see back then. I didn't. I'd be afraid my mom would see that was in there, like, beating with the wooden spoon. but that movie, I think it's cool that we've moved to a point where that's now artistic and a good movie. Exactly. And I did like it because I said it was like a weird hybrid of Reanimator and Frankenstein, and you know, it was, because like I was saying it to you straight, I was like, within the four scenes, like, he is both the doctor and the monster.
Yeah,
and he's making another monster, and what's her name again?
Bella,
isn't it?
Yeah.
By the end of it, she just basically comes across as Frankenstein's daughter.
Yeah.
And that's what she is, like, but in a kind of reanimator way. And even the rules Willem Dafoe lives by are very reanimator rules. They're very Herbert West. It's like, you know, she committed suicide. Who am I to play God with her life? But I want to play her own with the body after. It's a fresh body. I can't even go to waste. You know?
Yeah.
Here's an opportunity for me to do something scientific, so I'm going to do it. No, it, obviously different to Herbert West, because he actually loves her, but he is a child. Like, it's his daughter, like, you know, in the movie. But yeah, it was a good movie, a good horror movie. Yeah. I did enjoy it.
In fairness.
Filthy. Jesus Christ.
You were sitting there with a big smile on your face. Huh?
I remember we used to watch stuff on Bravo when we were teenagers. Is dirty as that stuff. And they used to call that softcore porn.
It's not that bad. It's, that, it's not shocking. Nah. It's not. It's
not in this day and age.
I've seen worse.
Huh?
I've seen worse.
I've seen better. Like 90 minutes of Sydney Sweeney? Yeah, Sydney Sweeney. Running around killing Christians. White.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that movie was awesome. I haven't seen The Last Omen yet, because it hasn't been made available to us here. Or First Omen yet, because it hasn't really been made available to us here.
It's only in cinemas,
I don't even know if it's in cinema in our town. I can only assume that these movies are going to be fucking identical. Just on different ends of the spectrum. Okay, but I can't see how you can make it any different. It's a nun who goes to a nunnery and is... It's like The Omen from the opposite end. But the Christians are still bad guys.
Working backwards.
But I did say to you, I was like, as I was watching, I was like, I have a great fucking idea here. And this is like, as we mentioned Preacher last week. Mm-hmm. And I said, like, if we ever did something in Preacher, it would be like covering the grade as a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe next year I could take Immaculate, I could take the Omen story, and I could take the Grail, and I could do some conspiracy thing about, you know, the church and these other groups and these conspiracy groups trying to, you know, basically bring on the birth of the Antichrist or the Christ child or whatever, and going back and forth. But I mean, it was a good movie. It was a tense movie. It was fun. I enjoyed it. And you said that she was getting some flack.
Oh my God. There's this, I think she was a producer. She's kind of like an older lady. And she said that Sydney Sweeney can't act and that she's not pretty. And I'm sorry, but that's one of my pet peeves. As in, like, whatever, she's a producer. I think Sydney Sweeney can act, and I'm sure a lot of other people would agree with me. But I mean, like, you kind of have to take that as, like, somebody that's in the business, their opinion. But once you start coming and commenting on somebody's physical appearance, it's just, there's no fucking need for it.
Right, this is going to go to 3 videos now, because we're already over the 20 minutes. But that's fine. 10 minutes is it. We're done after that. Okay. But I say that to you as well. Like, because my first experience with Sydney Sweeney was SNL.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen her on anything else before that. And she came out, and when she first came out, I didn't know who she was. And my first reaction was, it's going to be a boring episode of SNL. She just looked like your average kind of, you know, high school hot girl kind of fucking character. I imagine she was going to be in a lot of rom-coms or a lot of fucking teen comedies or whatever. And then we watched the episode and I laughed my ass off the whole
time. She's very funny.
And I was like, she's brilliant. She's fucking hilarious. And she was very good in Immaculate.
She was. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what more you could expect from her in the roles she has played so far. I've seen her in anyway. I mean, well, what else is she in? She's in that Euphoria show. Never seen that.
Never seen that.
All I know is that there's a horny her and a horny Zendaya in it. And that's about it.
I think everybody's horny in it.
Okay. So what did you say that was called again?
Euphoria. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How you say Euphoria? Yeah.
And the last one we saw, finally, we saw Late Night with the Devil.
We did. I fucking loved it. I was glued. Absolutely fucking glued to the screen. For me not to go and check IMDb when somebody looks familiar for the whole movie, that is a big deal.
I think because of the way it was shot, it made it not, there was no kind of lull periods to look at your phone.
That's true.
And to, it's not like a normal movie where there is, you know, they might be changing. There might be go different location changes where you watch them just driving in a car.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's just a boring house. Like, I generally know when I'm watching a horror movie when it's bright, I can look at my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as it gets dark, you put your phone down, you look at the screen, and it's asking you what's going to happen. But as soon as the sun is out, it's time to Wikipedia shit or IMDb shit. But because of this was like, literally, you were watching a TV show.
Non-stop acting. Like, it definitely wasn't a slow burn.
The candid bits in between on the breaks. And the documentary opening style, it was good. It was an all-round good movie.
I super enjoyed that.
Yeah, I have absolutely no complaints.
No.
Do you know, though, and this is, I don't know if you know this, the Grove that they were talking about, you know it's a real thing, right?
What?
Do you know how he was, the ghost is basically, met you at the Grove with the
celebrities
society.
Celebrities go to this place and they all,
politicians
like,
more than celebrities. There is a few politicians. Ew. This is huge. This is really big. I mean, there was like, Alex Jones managed to infiltrate it once. So he has a documentary about another guy infiltrated it because you can get guest passes. They're like, they will allow guests like in certain cases. I don't know. I'll find it here. It's called Bohemian Grove. And the fucking Late Night and the Devil. What's the name of his show?
David
Dasmashian. No, but what's the name of the show? And again, Night Owls.
Night Owls.
Yeah. The owl is the Bohemian Grove symbol.
But that the owl was a symbol in that as well for the group. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Basically, I looked up a list of people who go to this. It seems harmless from what I can tell. And from the two that who have infiltrated it, one's Alex Jones, who was going to make it sound like it's a crazy, you know, conspiracy thing. The other guy said it seems like a bunch of people who have reached the pinnacle of their career but are stuck as college frat boys because it's a male-only club. All the elite, it seems to be president, a lot of politicians, mostly politicians. I saw very few names that I actually recognized by our politicians, by our American presidents.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was in there, all right. And your man that sings the 15 ton song. 15 tons of motto I got. It's a real thing, but it seems to just
Tennessee Ernie Ford?
That's it, yeah.
16 tons.
16 tons. But they basically go on a camping trip every year. And it's a real big posh camping trip with and they drink and they talk shit and they have fun and they go crazy, but it's all secretive. But it starts with this really big production called The Cremation of Care, which is a big kind of, so it's an annual ritual production written, produced and performed by and four members of Bohemian Club. It is staged at the Bohemian Grove near Monte Rio, California, in front of a 40-foot tall image of a Minervan owl at a small article lake. They basically plan this weird fucking performance, and then there's other plays throughout, like the 2 weeks.
See that the Grove play?
Yeah, they
170,000 in today's money to stage a Grove play.
But the thing about these are huge productions. They're like 300 people or so. Like,
but if you can only be if only club members can be in this, like, who's playing girls? Are they all just like?
There's a big thing about the girls. I mean, like, there was shit. They've been through the courts for years.
No, I understand that
about hiring women staff at Bohemian Grove. Yeah. And that going against labor laws. There has been like something like two or three honorary women members that got in.
Writer. Hang on. Yeah, I can see them here.
It just seems.
Elizabeth Crocker Bowers, writer Sarah Jane Lippincott, and Ina Kubrick.
Now, people will claim that this is where all they do their kind of fucking wild ritual shit, like, you know.
Spanking each other in.
I would assume that. So when I first read about it, do you know that episode of South Park where all its people start coming back in time to take the jobs of the present people?
Yeah.
And Randy and all the men in South Park decide the only way to stop this from happening is to become gay. Yeah. And all of them jump into one big, huge gay sex orgy. And it's just a ball of men, literally just a ball of naked men having sex across the desert. And that's the way they were going to stop. That's basically what I picture when I picture this camping trip.
Yeah. Not wrong with it. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was there one time. He was a speaker there. He's a member, as far as I know, because he's a governor of California. It seems to be mainly politicians. But obviously, they have actors, they have musicians and stuff like that because of their plays and stuff. They need these people. But
I don't think I'd want to be a member.
Yeah, apparently, like, you go up there that there'll be, like, fucking classical music playing amongst these fucking tents. They're all drinking beer. They're pissing and shitting out in the wild. They go crazy for 2 weeks. 2 whole weeks. And then
I get bored after a few days.
And then they go home and have all these other, I don't know. It seems like something I'd have to dig well deep into. But I don't have time for that today. But yeah, it is based on something.
Okay. So,
but yeah, I like that movie. I'd watch it again and again.
Super enjoyed it.
It feels like one I could watch over and over and over again.
Definitely.
It's just kind of a pity. Because the first thing I thought was it would be great to cover it. And then I was like, it kind of covers itself in our genre. We can't really do this because it's done. We'd just be regurgitating the script.
The only
real way we can do this is if there's like a companion book released at some point. Or some sort of a prequelish comic book or something, you know, with a prequel to the main guy's backstory, you know, and the Grove or the Satanic Church or something like that. If there's another movie to add on to it in that way, that we can start tying stuff up. But right now, kind of, it's a self-contained story and we just have to leave it be like that. But yeah, okay, that's all we got time for this week because we have to sort out our internet. So keep an eye on our socials for all our shit this week, and we will be back up on all of the podcast stuff with new episodes.
By the end of the week.
Yeah, Thursday.
Realistically, yeah.
Like the latest, I reckon. Yeah, so see you then.
Bye-bye.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.